Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Live today, Riverwinds, Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge. And it is official. We replaced Hugh Douglas on the show. He went to get some food, maybe to play some golf. He's gone. But I think we have more than an adequate replacement. One eagle out, another eagle in. Ron Jaworski, Jaws, joining us on the Midday Show. Jaws, we're happy to be here once again for the annual outing. How are you?
Great to be with you. Number one, if Hugh's out there trying to play golf, someone's going to get hurt.
There's no question. Mostly him.
I see him coming back. He's got a plate with like four hamburgers on it.
Yep, he's ready to go. Jaws, this is our fourth year being with you. You've been doing this for so long. Tell us about the outing this year and obviously what this is all about.
It's pretty amazing. I sometimes get a little bit choked up when I talk about the success we've had with the Jaws Youth Playbook and what we've done in the community. And he was back in town, so he would pick up four burger plate he got right there.
Hey, but, they got to get that plate. I got that burger with that good Gouda on that old dog.
Uh-oh. Got that
Gouda.
But it's the 42nd year, and it's a testament to this community. Not only what my team has done, but this community. And you know, when I think about those early years, we've been doing this, and we never thought we'd get to the point of raising $10 million for at-risk youth in our community. And you guys got a good view here of seeing these kids running around here. Their football uniforms on. They're wearing them because we bought them for them.
That's, you know, what's up.
And it's amazing. Some kids in some communities just don't get the opportunity to play sports because their parents or that community doesn't have the funds to do it. We're able to help them and give these kids uniforms and coaching and training. And we do so many great things. The committee's amazing. After 42 years, and I think back to some of the guys we had in the beginning, you know, guys like Johnny Unitas were here.
Yeah.
Like Charles Barkley, Dan Marino, Michelle Wee. Each year, and I've always said this is kind of, to me, something that's symptomatic of Philadelphia. They want to support the community. And Brandon Graham's coming in. All the guys year in and year out support it. And it's not only one or two guys. It's the Eagles organization.
Yep.
It's the Flyers. It's the Sixers. It's the Union. They all get involved. Players from all the sports understand what a great community this is, and they'd love to help. So I couldn't be more thankful to this community for what they've taught me.
Well, we're thankful to you, Jaws, for all the years of this and giving back, and thankful that we could be here and catch up with you and celebrate this and talk a little football. And, Jaws, mini camp in the books now, right? A little time off for the Eagles. They'll come back in training camp. Well, very curious your perspective on the new offense they're putting in. Sean Mannion, we know the scheme he's come from, learning under Sean McVay, working with Matt LaFleur. What's your thought on this offense, which has become very prevalent around the NFL, but this is now the first time we're going to see it here in Philadelphia with the Eagles. Your thought on the Mannion hire and this scheme?
I like the Sean Mannion hire. And, you know, the NFL is an ever-changing league. If you stay static, team's going to run right by it. If you look at 2 years ago, the Eagles win the Super Bowl. They win it by running the football and playing great defense. Yep. The Seattle Seahawks last year, they won the Super Bowl. What did they do? They ran the football and they played good defense. Now, there are teams that rely on offensive cage that wins it, but I think the foundation of football has never changed. The essence of the game is being physical, not someone on their backside. And I think to a certain degree, we lost our physicality on that offensive line last year, which is absolutely imperative to be successful. So I think it's team number one. We'll get back to the running game. I think the offensive line will be healthier. The defense has been a constant. It's been rock solid under Vic Fangio. But the offense, I think, will change. If anyone has watched Sean Mannion's offense or where he's been, which I can say I have, and I've talked to coaches he's worked with, and I get my really advice from coaches that worked with him, players that worked with him, and he's a very creative guy. But one thing that they all said, he will be the hardest working coach on the staff. That's an interesting statement.
Yeah,
these are coaches that coached with him.
Sure.
At organization, I'm not going to name those guys because it wouldn't be fair to them. They told me what a hard worker he was. He's one of those guys that's first in the office. John Gruden set the clock at 3:15, and that's when you get up and you go to work, and you're working until 11, 12 o'clock at night, like Dick Vermeil, who's out here, by the way, supporting this event, talking to everybody. But that's what you have to do. That's what a coach has to do, and he has that pedigree. Now, I can't tell you what this offense is going to do. I think I know. But we won't know till we start playing games, preseason games. And then you still won't know till the first regular season game because in the preseason, no one shows anything.
Yeah, they ain't going to show you anything.
They ain't going to show you anything. So I'm excited about week one against the Commanders, and then we'll see what this offense will be. But it will be different. How will it be different? We got to watch the tape.
How do you view Jalen Hurts' game as it molds into the system, at least what we know about it, right? Because Jalen's had a lot of success here, but this is different than, you know, Jalen. You think of Jalen Hurts, you think of shotgun. You think of seeing the whole field. And, you know, in terms of holding the football, he holds it more than most quarterbacks. And a lot of times he uses legs, he moves, throws the ball down the field, that makes a lot of plays. This system, Josh, from the way I see it, is a little more timing, a little more getting the football out. How do you think Jalen will adapt to the new system?
I think he'll be fine. I think Jalen is a very, very good quarterback. I think in the system he will get a better chance to do it. I'm going to give you my opinion of how I think they should make changes.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be under center more. And if you brought Dick Vermeil in here, who's a Hall of Fame coach, he'd probably tell you there's got to be more under center. It creates a problem for the defense.
Because it freezes everything.
More options. Yes. More options. Turn your back to defense. Now, that's a negative to the quarterback, but also it makes it – when you run play-action pass, when you come out of your fake, it's got to come out quick. So you're not taking a full field read. The play-action is fake the ball, turn your head, and it's either go here or here. Either here or here. So that ball is out quickly. When you're reading full field, it's a lot more difficult. You're reading safeties, linebackers, corners, all at the same time in your drop back. So I think the fact that the play-action pass game under center will be beneficial, and I think it will be a major part of this offense. And But Saquon's got to adjust to it too. And, we'll find out where he is at. I know Jalen likes to be in the shotgun. I think it limits your offense productivity. And I know Saquon would love to get the ball not 6 yards deep in the backfield, get him 4 yards near the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And the big difference last year was – before contact. He got hit way too often before a two-yard gain.
Yep. Well,
2 years ago when he won the Super Bowl, I think it was like 4.1 yards contact.
He was in the second.
He was off to the races,
the
So Ron Jaworski with us. Ron Jaworski, Celebrity Golf Outing. We're here at Riverwinds at Deptford. Great outing every single year. Jaws, as we look forward to this thing, it's hard not to look back because the move the Eagles made a week ago. A.J. Brown officially traded to the New England Patriots. Jaws, now that it's over, now that, you know, it's no more speculation, no more maybe they're going to trade him. He's gone. He's off the team. How do you view the new receiver group they put together? Devontae Smith, I think he's ready to take that mantle as the number one. And then it's a whole lot of new behind him, right? It's Mekhi Lemon, the first-round pick out of USC. It's Da'Tavion Wicks, who I think is an interesting player coming from Green Bay. Where
very
Manny
good
was.
Acquisition. I would agree with you there. I think you're going to see a quicker passing game. You know, A.J. was a big, strong wide receiver. 50-50 balls were what he did best.
Yep. Yeah,
I think as I'm trying to envision what this team is going to be like. You guys do every single day. We don't know, and anyone that says they know right now, hey, you could look at Green Bay, look at Minnesota, had this summer somewhat similar style of offense, but we don't know what it's going to be. But I love the fact that Lemon is a guy. He's a good slot receiver. When's the last time we've had a good slot receiver in town?
It's been a while.
But he's not the fastest guy, but he is very quick. And I always say this about wide receivers: can they control their body? When you look at tape of guys, can they control their body? The ball is backside shoulder, out in front. He was phenomenal at SC of catching those kinds of balls. So you don't have to make a perfect throw every single time. His body control was phenomenal. So I think you're going to see a shorter, quicker pass game. And Jalen just had to learn to get the ball out quick, and that'll be fine. But I like that we're going to see something different and the tight end more involved. We got to get more explosive plays out of the tight end. And it doesn't have to be 50 yards down the field. Look at the teams that have had great success with tight end. It's a short, quick passing game.
Jaws, how long do you think it realistically will take for them to feel comfortable? Because this is new, right? It's a new blocking scheme up front. It's new for Jalen, some new piece at wide receiver. You know, we're not a very patient town, Jaws. I mean, know that.
Really?
You know it.
Hey, I've been booed by 70,000, cheered by 70,000 about 10 minutes apart.
What's realistic in terms of how long until it starts to click? Is this something where we have to have some patience through September? Should we expect it week one? And now the backdrop is, Jaws, they don't play in the preseason, right? In the old days, you guys play a little bit preseason, you got it down a little bit. How long do you think it will take them to feel comfortable in a brand new scheme?
Well, I would say normally it would take time, but they don't have time. Mm. They don't have time. This is a very impatient town. It was not a good year last year, the way we ended the season with the loss. It was not a good way to end the season. People are impatient. They think this is a good football team. I think it's a good football team. How good? I think we're all going to find out. But, you know, the Commanders got better. The Giants got better, and the Cowboys got better.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think we got to be realistic as we approach it. You know, hey, we know we don't like those teams, but you got to be realistic. We can't go out and say, oh, we need 4 weeks to figure this out. No, you're going to go up against the Commanders. I'm thinking that way down the road, Dallas on a Thanksgiving Day. We got all kinds of games against our rivals.
Rams, Seahawks. There's some tough teams in there.
Really good teams. So there is no, give us the first quarter of the season, let's figure this out. No, week one against the Commanders, we better come out ready to play football.
Who do you view as the team to beat? Seattle won it last year. The Rams offseason is just wild. I mean, to get McDuffie and then to get Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
they feel to me, Jaws, like the best team on paper in the NFL. How do you view the NFC, NFL entering the season?
Well, I think they were the best team last year as well, and they did win the Super Bowl. So, you know, they're a good football team. Myles Garrett, you talk to this guy about that position. Hugh Douglas, he played that at a Hall of Fame level. You watch Myles Garrett, he dominates a football game.
Yes, he does.
Takes over a football game. I played against Lawrence Taylor twice a year for 10 years of my career when I was with the Eagles. He dominated from the defensive side. You had to know where he was every single play, and how are you going to account for him with two blockers? Well, now you bring in Myles Garrett. That Ram defense is going to be special, and their offense is very, very good. So I think the Rams is the team to beat.
You know, I didn't expect to ask you about this, but we've had a conversation all week because we're just trying to unpack the whole thing. Eagles had Tanner McKee as their number two, and I think he's been a good development quarterback when he's come in and play. I think he's played pretty well. And then they brought in Andy Dalton this offseason. What do you make of that, and what's your guess on who the number two quarterback will be? Andy's got all this experience, but he's older. But McKee's been in this, you know, with this team now for a few years. What would you make of the Dalton acquisition and who the number two might be?
I actually like the move, and I like Tanner McKee as well. But I think Andy Dalton brings a different element at the quarterback position, a veteran, experienced guy that's played in a lot of systems, and he's still a very talented quarterback. When he has been called to win two or three games at Carolina or find a way to win a game, not as a starting quarterback, he has done that. But I think from Jalen's perspective, he has somebody he could lean on, someone you could talk to. There's a relationship that a player and a coach has, but it's player-coach relationship. You got an Andy Dalton come to the side, and he's seen it all right now.
Right.
This guy's in his late 30s. He's seen it all. He's been productive everywhere he's been. I know Andy very, very well. He's an awesome guy. He's a team player. He's not going to push. He's going to push Hurts not for the starting. He's going to push him to be better, not to take his job. And I think that's why you bring in a veteran quarterback. Tanner McKee was not going to push Jalen Hurts. It just wasn't going to happen. But you're going to bring in Andy Dalton. He will push him, and he'll be also a guy that he can be a sounding board for Jalen on the side. What are you looking at? What are you seeing? I think Andy brings that calmness that a veteran quarterback likes to have.
So, Jaws, what do we think? Maybe next year you're going to get Hugh Douglas on the course? I mean, he's dressed for golf today.
You know, I'm getting better, Jaws. You know, last time
I got to get
sure
he's got that Brian Dawkins shirt.
Yeah, the Impact shirt. Yeah.
I got to get a shirt.
And Doc does great things, too.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm getting my golf. This is my golf time. I got to get into the
game. What about your play? You got to get out there.
You know what? I'm going to look good playing. I'm not going to play good, but I'm going to look good.
You got to look good.
I'm going to look good.
But you
got to
play good, too. You got to look good, but you got to play good.
I got to work on
it. I think next year we start Hugh at a 7 o'clock tee time, and he rolls in here when he's done.
Yeah. I can get Hugh some lessons.
One of
our Ron Jaworski golf course. We got you covered, Hugh.
We'll film those. We'll put that on YouTube. Yeah, that'd be great.
Bring the camera.
Yes, Jaws, thank you so much. One for letting us be here again, and two for everything you do for the community and being on the show today.
Thanks for your support. This is a great community with great sport teams and great fans, and I love to be with you guys.
We appreciate it. There is Ron Jaworski with us. Thank you. There he goes, Jaws.
Hall of Famer Hugh.
Hall of Famer Hugh. Philadelphia Sports Hall of Famer Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Friday. We're live today at Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge. Hugh, it's interesting hearing Jaws' perspective on the offense, the team, and the patience thing. Because, Hugh, I think there's a segment of – and it's realistic. Like, it's going to take some time, but do we have the patience to have patience?
And Jaws says something that even when I started talking about this that I talked about.
Yep.
This is a Super Bowl contending team. You don't have the luxury of time. It's not fair, but that's why your quarterback makes the big bucks.
Well, that's true.
And the thing that we have to.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Understand when it comes to the NFL that don't correlate. Is time and money, because if you're making all that money, you don't have time to learn the offense. You have to hit the ground running, because that's what's expected of you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because we're talking about the guy that's the air marshal, sky marshal.
Well,
the sky marshal and the sky marshal.
That's only for some people.
The sky marshal has to do it. Like, he has to get it done. And you know, I know you guys, when I say stuff like, well, Why does it have to be like that? Because it has to be.
Well,
that's this situation.
I will say, and I, you know, we had company, but he did throw a little cold water on your Andy Dalton thing.
Not really.
Well, he did. He said he's here to be a mentor.
No, he said not to start. He did say that. But he also said. But he also said that Jalen Hurts has to pick this offense up day one. Like the first game of the season.
Yeah, I could want a lot of things. Yeah. That's just not going to happen because I want it to happen.
I mean, you know, I want bangs now. Can't get them. Can't get them, but I want them.
Elliot has all the bangs you need.
Yeah, listen. Elliot got bangs. Elliot, wear them. Hey, dog, if you listen, wear your bangs.
No, you can't say that now.
Elliot, wear your bangs.
We told him we would support him, and then you did not support him. You compared him to Mark Davis.
Listen, some of my
– That's not a support.
I compare him to Mark Davis.
My best friends came up. Elliot, I'm sorry, man.
Some of my best friends I ridicule on a regular because I love you. Love you, Elliot. You look like Mark Davis Jr.
We ridicule you every single day on the show.
Love you guys.
He doesn't look like Mark Davis.
He looked like little Mark Davis when he was younger.
It's Mark Davis-esque.
Little Mark Davis is a complete and total insult.
It's not an insult.
Mark Davis is a better looking Mark.
Do you think he prefers young Daryl Morey or a young Mark Davis?
Daryl Morey.
I mean, he was like he went from the Morey look to the Mark Davis look.
Would you rather look like Daryl Morey or Mark Davis?
Well, Mark Davis
Mark Davis got
Mark
bread.
Mark Davis still around.
Daryl Morey stole $12 million a year from the Sixers. He's plenty of bread too.
No, listen. Mark Davis met his wife, and she said she didn't know who he was when she met him. Yeah, that's the type of woman I want.
That's a lie.
They're always the hallmarks of
really
strong
relationships. You think Mark Davis's good-looking wife didn't know he was rich?
Hey, dog.
What do you think about that?
No idea. Yeah. She saw those bangs
It ain't too many people using a Flowbee to cut their hair, and that's him.
A what?
Y'all remember the Flowbee? You remember the Flowbee?
I don't know what
that is.
What's a
Flowbee?
You remember the Flowbee? Taz, me and Taz don't have hair.
It's like for bowl
haircut? But it's for the ball. Like the Flowbee was a thing you could use. You couldn't mess up your haircut. Yeah. It was like a Flowbee. Yeah. Like you just put in your hair.
You still use the Flowbee?
Well, Joe, I don't use the Flowbee.
Oh, wow.
But people used to use the Flowbee.
Are Flowbees still a thing? That's the question.
I think if you look it up, it's probably on that nostalgic TV commercial thing where they talk about old TV commercials.
Oh, Flowbee. With Flowbee, at-home haircuts have never been easier.
Yes. Oh. He cut his hair with a Flowbee.
You know, between the two of you and Taz now today.
We got the three. The ball. The ball coalition.
We have some nerve commenting on a coworker's hair. We have none. I mean, just like not an ounce.
Little Mark Davis over in the building. Little Mark Davis. Hey, where is he at?
This is an HR violation. I can feel calling a coworker little Mark Davis.
We are lucky Elliot's cool.
Yeah, we are lucky.
Now, Elliot, wear your hair, man. Listen.
How could he wear it after what you just said?
He looked like little Mark Davis.
The next time we see him, he will not have the bangs.
He better have a bang.
No, think about what happened this week. He was insecure about the bangs, right?
He told us about it.
He brought them back today on the morning show, and you called him Little Mark Davis. We won't ever see him in bangs again.
If I had hair, I would rock the bangs. That looked pretty.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
You've had hair. Have you ever rocked bangs?
I used to have a shag, though. Remember the shag? The shag is the black man mother. I used to have a shag. I had a shag. And somebody out there, shout out to somebody
was
out
this
there
Central State, Douglas?
In Radio Land that know what a shag is. No, this is more like in high school.
Wow.
Had a shag.
Hurricane Hugh had a shag.
Hurricane Hugh had a shag.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Business in the front, party in the back.
All right, let's go to D in Glassboro to help with the nonsense. Good afternoon, D.
Hey, so you guys are just trying to get me to say bang on the radio again.
Well, that's not true. I mean, that's not true.
No, really, if anything, we're trying to pry things out of Hugh so that we can cut them into drops later.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
like when he did, Mark Davis.
Little Mark Davis in the building.
That's kind of mean. And you know what?
I agree.
It is not mean. I love Elliot.
It's mean to do to a coworker and a friend.
Sassy Elliot.
Go ahead, D.
Yeah, and as for Mark Davis's wife not knowing who he is, that is a bold-faced lie.
Nobody would look at him
and be like, ooh, let me get with that.
Yeah, he looked different.
If he did not already know he had money.
Yeah, or if she's not blind. Yeah, either way. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I'm willing to be patient with Jalen. I'm willing to give him, most of the season to figure it out as long as he's improving throughout. But if it's bad, it's bad.
Well, so and I think everything with this is going to be in like the eye of how we see it. And we could feel one way today. We could feel a different way in November or December. I just, like, you know, when we first brought this up, D, and he was bringing up like October, I just need more than that. I need a good amount of the season to get information to figure out if he's the guy, because I just, if they bench him in October the way he was suggested, that just feels too early to me.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a prove it season for Jalen. And as long as if he can prove it, then I love it.
Well, and they would too. Then he would be the guy. All right, D, what do you got for us? Give us something you love, even though you know it's not that great.
Okay. I love it. I know most people think it's disgusting, but Spam.
Spam.
Oh, spam's
I love
good.
Spam.
Yeah, Spam is ice when you fry that thing up.
That's a good one. That's like a guilty pleasure food.
Put some cheese on
it. Now, is this like an old school thing, or do you still actively eat Spam?
Oh, I absolutely actively eat Spam.
Wow, okay.
Because Spam is a Hawaiian thing. Like, everybody in Hawaii eats Spam.
Yes.
You
can
go to McDonald's and get Spam.
So I went to Hawaii on my honeymoon, and yeah, you're right. Spam is like a normal thing there.
Yep. I didn't know it wasn't normal everywhere, because like we always just ate it in my house. So
right.
Then I started offering it to friends. They let me know it was, in fact, disgusting.
Not an everyday
thing.
No, it's a good one, though. D, good phone call. Have a great weekend. When was the last time you had some Spam, Hugh?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah,
but I mean,
maybe
it's
tonight
not,
on the ride to Ohio.
Nah,
Spam.
Nah.
Spam's, you know, it's kind of like a junk food for us. It's pretty big in like Philippines and like Hawaii.
Well, I think
and
that gets the Hawaii connection.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
She's like right. You can get it like at a convenience store or a McDonald's.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
It's just like this.
So with the obviously, there's a limit to the Jalen thing. Like if it's really ugly late in the season. At a certain point, you're just like, let's pull the plug on this thing and just run. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was so bad.
It's almost like a pitcher that you know the game's over. You're letting him wear a few innings of runs. But eventually, you're still like, all right, let's get this guy out.
I think the pitcher's an interesting analogy. Yeah. Like, Hugh's the manager on the phone in the second inning.
Oh, he's Gabe Kapler pulling Nola.
Well, and I'm a Gabe
game
guy,
one.
But that's – you're right. You're the new Gabe Kapler.
No, Hugh Kapler.
But the reality is, right now – there's no expectations, but when the season starts, there's going to be expectations for this football team.
That's
and,
well, you're right.
And it begins and ends with the quarterback as of right now.
It does.
Especially if everybody else is looking like they're picking it up.
All right, 215-592-9494. If we're live today, Ron Jaworski, Celebrity Golf Challenge. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to your phone calls. Tri-Day, Jalen Hurts. Hugh would pull the plug if it's bad during the season. I'd give him the full year, even if it's not great. I want to see all 17 games of Hurts in this new offense. Your phone calls on all this and – we will get to what A.J. Brown said yesterday up in New England. He's just taking shots left and right now. I mean, this guy, he's got some nerve. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kelsey. On Kelsey, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. It starts tonight, the United States and Paraguay. And right now, win the whole thing. France, they're about 17%. A $100 trade on France pays out over $550 to win the entire tournament. On Kelsey, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kelsey app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kelsey, trade the beautiful game.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.